This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy Friday, January the 26th. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. And have you heard about the California lawmaker who plans to introduce a bill next week that would make the state the first in the nation to make spanking children under 4 years old a misdemeanor? Illegal. Penalties could include child rearing classes for offenders to up to 1 year in jail. As you might expect, people who don't want government telling them how to raise their kids and those who believe spanking is a perfectly acceptable discipline are outraged. Others are saying children 3 years old and younger don't benefit in the least or don't even understand physical punishments like spanking and are vulnerable to getting hurt and getting the wrong message that might is right. The proposal has set off a national debate, but it's not the first time we've heard this debate in Wisconsin, because 15 years ago, a similar spanking ban was proposed in our state legislature. We will talk with the author of that bill in the first part of the program this morning about why she thought it was the right idea, and after 6:30 with a guest who opposes any infringement like this on parental rights and supports spanking judiciously of a child as a form of discipline. We will welcome your thoughts and questions on this issue as we go along. Do you think spanking of young children should be against the law? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send us an email, talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We start this morning with Jeanette Bell, mayor of West Allis, a former Democratic state lawmaker who proposed a bill back in 1991 that would have banned corporal punishment of children. She joins us from West Allis. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for joining us. This was a while back. You remember this, though, don't you?
Well, I remember a lot of it, but not all of it, that's for sure.
Well, we won't go into all of the details, but when we heard about this debate in brewing in California, it sure sounded familiar to me, and then sure enough, a piece on Time Magazine's website makes brief mention of the anti-spanking bill that you introduced more than 15 years ago. Why did you propose this?
Well, I had worked a lot on child abuse prevention in my role in the legislature, and it really was a more of a symbolic statement that spanking or hitting of kids really can escalate and does result in a lot of cases of child abuse. And it was the situation where parents who use physical punishment, in many cases it doesn't work, and so it escalates and escalates, and then we have a child abuse case. And what I did was use it as a tool to educate parents that there are better ways of raising their children that is much more effective and doesn't result in harm to the child in the long run.
Yeah. So you didn't really expect that this was going to pass the legislature, but thought it was a good raising awareness opportunity?
That was my goal, of course. People were really in opposition to it for a variety of reasons, and I understood that. But, in the course of that public debate, we send out lots of brochures about how to raise their children more effectively using other means of rearing them, and provided lots of information, and it did raise the public awareness, that's for sure.
Now, so you would generally agree with this California lawmaker who is... She is proposing no spanking of children under the age of 4, 3 years old or younger, saying in part that these very young children don't even understand why they're being swatted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always like to use the language hitting kids. Mm-hmm. Spanking sometimes sounds like it's okay, but the reality is when a large adult hits a child, you're sending a message. And it doesn't make a lot of good common sense to me. Children learn violence from their parents when they're hit, and they have physical pain as a result of what their parent does. It sends a really wrong message that somehow physical pain inflicted on another human being is okay, particularly if you're bigger and stronger and more in control. And so from a logical perspective, I just think it's a wrong message we send to our children. But very small children, obviously young, talking about 18 months or under the age of 3 at the California law says they don't understand what's going on, and it's probably even more devastating to those children.
We're talking about whether government, in the most recent case, the state of California, should make the spanking of a young child illegal. We're talking with a former state legislator in Wisconsin who introduced a similar measure here more than 15 years ago. It triggered a lot of debate then, just as it is now in California, and we wonder what you think of this. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Should it be illegal to spank a child? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, January the 26th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6. And Ben will be talking about the benefits of napping coming up after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're trying to wake you up this morning with a pretty controversial topic. California is considering a law that would ban spanking of children. It would make it a misdemeanor to spank a child under the age of 4, punishable by possibly time in jail, but probably more likely child-rearing classes. We're talking with a former Wisconsin state legislator who proposed a similar bill back in 1991. Jeanette Bell is now the mayor of West Allis, and she's telling us why she did what she did back in the Wisconsin state legislature 15 years ago and why she doesn't think parents should resort to hitting their children. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your thoughts and questions about this. We will be talking with a guest from a different perspective coming up after 6:30. Someone who says government shouldn't tell parents how to punish or discipline their children. We have Sean in Schulzburg on the line. Hi, Sean. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. I hear I'm having some interference. Sorry about that. I'm pro spanking. I definitely think it's not in every case, but many children do need physical discipline in order to accept that their parents are the ones who have authority and control over them for their own good. But at the same time, parents need to be responsible about it. There's a proverb in the Bible that if you spare the rod, you spoil the child, and the rod representing discipline, not necessarily physical violence. But if a child is not obedient to their parents and they're doing something dangerous, sometimes physical pain is the only thing that they'll understand and that can help them to not harm themselves, like if they're trying to climb up on a stove or something while the parent's cooking. And so if a child is old enough and I was spanked, not by Christian parents, but by my parents, that when I was old enough to understand why I was being spanked, they explained to me what I had done wrong and why they were doing that. And no parent likes to spank their child or whatever. It's for their own good, and it's done out of love. So I think it'd be a terrible disaster to try to stop parents from using physical discipline on their child. And I've seen kids who aren't disciplined at all, and they're way worse off than any kid who's spanked. And that's not advocating any sort of physical abuse of children, which is horrible in the opposite direction from not disciplining at all. And
Sean, thanks a lot. I mean, you gave us a number of things to chew on here. We appreciate it. And you do have a little bit of interference on your phone. So let me get our guest, Jeanette Bell, to respond to an argument I hear a lot, Mayor Bell, that children, especially if they're going to do something dangerous, like grab that boiling pot of water off the stove or run out into the street, that a quick hit of physical punishment is the only thing that they're going to understand to keep them safe.
Well, I think that if a child is doing something dangerous, you should remove that child very quickly and swiftly and with a lot of emotion from that, situation. Hitting a child is not really telling them that it's wrong. I think that if a parent grabs a child from climbing up on a hot stove or running out on the street and it gets very upset and very concerned, that is what's going to teach a child not to do it in the future. Mm-hmm. Most kids want to really please their parents, and if they displease their parents, they will change their behavior. But hitting a child just tells them that I'm strong enough to give you some physical pain. I'm not really concerned about your well-being. I want to teach you a message that violence is okay, physical pain, infliction of it is okay. Those are the wrong messages, but you can protect a child from unsafe situations without having to hit them.
Yeah. What about spare the rod, spoil the child?
I know there's a lot of biblical references to that. Somehow the Bible says it's okay to do that, but those are Old Testament references, and quite honestly, it's been many years, and at the time, I knew all the answers to those kinds of debates. But if you read the New Testament, that discounts a lot of what the Old Testament says, and quite honestly, there's a lot of things in the Old Testament that we no longer agree with, things like slavery and some of the practices back at the time.
And finally, Sean says, look at all the problems with kids today. They're, unruly, and it's a lack of discipline that's causing that, not a parent who spanks a child.
Nothing in saying that you shouldn't hit kids says that you shouldn't raise and rear the child to behave and have rules and direction to that child so they do behave correctly. So on the other side, that if you don't have any guidance and you don't have any training and discipline and teaching the child right and wrong, yes, you will have problems. But all I'm saying is you shouldn't hit in order to accomplish that goal.
Thanks to Sean. We'll go next to Steve in Rice Lake. Hi, Steve.
Yeah. I'm calling only because I'm reading, as you're speaking, books by an Alice Miller, who is a German psychotherapist, who writes The Drama of the Grifted Child and Four-Year-Old and Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing, Roots of Violence. And she would emphatically endorse this viewpoint that spanking is only a means of transmitting the virus of human violence from one generation to the next.
Yeah.
So if you don't already have her on your list of endorsements, Alice Miller is a good authority on the topic.
Thank you very much, Steve. And you said she's a German psychotherapist. I think I can't find it right now, but there are a lot of countries in Europe in particular that do ban the corporal punishment of children. The U.S. allows it, but many, many countries do not. Mm-hmm. Jeanette Bell?
Yeah, the reality is that one of the things in our state law is there's a protection for reasonable discipline of children. And what it was used in many cases as a protection for parents who maybe carry the discipline too far. And one of the things I had done in my bill was to remove that from the statutes. What is a reasonable discipline of a child? And so that's really up for interpretation. It's kind of a technical issue, but that was one of the things that I was concerned, that people will hide behind this law in order to really carry the discipline too far.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Steve, for the call. Abigail in Wauwatosa. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have to say, if you resort to hitting a child, it's just lack of control on the parent's part. There's never a need to hit a child. I was never spanked. My sons have never been spanked. They're some of the best behaved children in the school. There are many other forms of discipline. I also want to say that I work with a man who always laughs about, ha ha, you should have seen the time I did this, and did my parents beat me after that. And he just goes on and on to tell worse and worse things that he did in his life, burning down outhouses, crashing this car, doing that, as a teenager, and he was spanked all of his life. I don't see that violence is the answer.
Yeah, we do hear that a lot from some parents. Well, I was spanked, and it didn't hurt me, Jeanette Bell.
Yeah, you hear that, and I was, quite honestly. But, we learn new practices, new things. I think most of the research, I know that there's some disagreement on it, but most of the research kind of identifies the fact that it doesn't really make sense to a child's mind that somebody that's bigger and stronger than them causes physical pain on them. What it tells them, then it's okay to do that when I'm bigger. And, at the time, I remember that there was some research that was done as to those people that were in prisons, and the vast majority of those people had been disciplined using physical violence. So there is some correlation. Not everybody who was hit as a child is going to turn out bad, obviously, because I was hit. And many people are, and they turn out to be good citizens. But that doesn't mean that the practice still makes good common sense.
We will try your call.
Oops. We will go next to Clyde in Cedarburg. Clyde, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this point. Native American peoples in America did not use corporal punishment in raising their children. It was unknown until the European colonization became powerful enough to basically dominate their culture. And then the children were taken from their homes, put into boarding schools, and that's the first time that they ever experienced being beaten. And they were beaten for speaking their own language in an effort to drive out any trace of their remnant of their culture or association with their culture. This is something that anyone that's that experienced that boarding school regime, which is people, elderly people now, people in their 60s and older, and many generations before that, that all experienced that. That has transformed in a lot of ways. That and other effects of colonization transformed the culture so that child abuse is now does now actually exist in, it's a problem in Native American cultures as it is in the rest of America.
Yeah,
but it's interesting to know that children can be raised successfully by culture for thousands and thousands of years with never ever using corporal punishment. And the reference is John Muir's Travels in Alaska.
So I'm sorry, what culture is never using corporal punishment?
Native American.
And yeah, but then they resorted to it after they were put in boarding schools. That's what you're saying.
The boarding schools trained them, taught them all how to beat because they were beaten for using their own language.
I get it. Sorry, I just didn't get the connection there, Clyde. Thank you. Jeanette Bell, you want to react to that?
Well, yeah. Quite honestly, I've been away from the subject for so many years, so I don't know all the research and all the history of corporal punishment. But, you know, at the time when I introduced it, it still was very ingrained in people's ideas. And, you know, even when I was a young parent, it was almost looked upon if you didn't use that practice that somehow you weren't a good parent. But when I thought about it, it just didn't make any sense to hit a child and then teach a child not to hit. So it just from a very common sense as perspective as well as from the child abuse perspective, I knew that there was many cases of where parents would hide behind the fact that they were disciplining the child but really had carried it much too far.
Yeah. You know, we only have about a minute or so to go. Do you have any, I don't know, words of advice for for California as it attempts this debate?
Well, you know, it's been a long time since I involved myself in this whole issue, but I just wish them well, and I hope that the public debate really listens very carefully about the protection of children.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jeanette Bell, mayor of West Allis. She's a former Democratic state lawmaker who proposed a bill back in 1991 that would have banned corporal punishment of children. It would have been illegal to hit a child, and that meant spanking, too. We will hear from a guest with a different perspective coming up after the news, after 6:30. Someone who says that the government should not get involved in a parent's right to discipline their children, even if that means spanking. And we will continue to take your thoughts and questions about this at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's now 6:35 on this Friday, January the 26th, and we'll continue our discussion on the debate over spanking, a debate renewed by legislation that will be introduced in the California State Legislature next week. The California Assemblywoman who's crafting the bill wants to make it illegal, a misdemeanor, for a parent to spank a young child. No spanking allowed for children 3 years old or younger. And as you might expect, not everyone agrees with this idea. Some parents and legislators are saying, don't literally be a nanny state. They don't want the government to interfere with their parental rights to discipline their children in the way they see fit, and they say spanking is an effective form of discipline. If it's certainly used judiciously, it should not be illegal. Do you agree or not? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We welcome your questions and comments for our guest in this half hour, who doesn't think this legislation is wise or warranted. Our guest for the next half hour is Julaine Appling, Executive Director of the Family Research Institute of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Joy.
So what's the position of the Family Research Institute when it comes to corporal punishment of children?
Well, you know, technically in this situation, we aren't really taking a position on corporal discipline, as we would call it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue here is, what does this bill say about parents' rights?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I will say, as an organization, while you know, we don't have necessarily an official position, we do believe that corporal discipline judiciously applied to children can be effective in child rearing. You know, and it's important. And I understand that no matter how many times people who take my position say as loudly and clearly and as kindly and nicely as we can that we are not talking about abuse. Abuse is horrific. Statistics show, though, that abuse from parent to child happens somewhere around between 5% and 7%. So, you know, that those are pretty low, those are horrible numbers, but they're lower than what would be alarming when it comes to talking about spanking. So I think, you know, judicious corporal discipline applied with other types of disciplinary measures, such as timeout, logic, reasoning with children, can be very effective in teaching children to be obedient, to keep themselves from harm. You know, I heard the top of the program in the 6 to 6:30 hour, and I would think most parents would agree. I would sooner give a child a couple swats on the buttocks over clothes rather than have him continuously try to touch a hot stove or to run out into traffic or some of the other things mm-hmm. that spanking might be appropriate for.
Yeah.
But most of all, I think what's important here is that you have, I don't think nanny state is an overstatement here. I think when you start telling parents how they have to be parents, the state has encroached into territory has no business being in.
Yeah. But, you know, you did hear Jeanette Bell, the former mm-hmm. Legislator who in Wisconsin introduced this legislation. Were you, by the way, around during that time when that was being debated in the state legislature?
I was in mm-hmm. state then, mm-hmm. but I have to confess to you, I don't remember the debate.
Yeah. She was saying that she did it more as an educational tool. What she's concerned about, or was concerned about, is that the parent that spanks their child can overdo it, lose control, and what is meant to start as just a swat on the butt can turn out to be abuse.
Well, you know, that's true. I mean, those things can happen, and no one would say that it never happens. But what happens, I think, in lawmaking, Joy, is that we have knee-jerk reactions. We see bad situations. We see parenting that we don't like. And how many times I've seen this sitting around school board tables in particular, that when parents aren't doing what we think they should do, we have to figure out how to fix it. And, you know, when the government says, oh, we see this situation where someone abused their child and they claim that it started with a spank, well, we have to make a law to fix that. That's a knee-jerk reaction that normally gives us overarching law, gives us bad public policy, and puts the government in what I would believe to be an untenable situation. I think it is very important that we continue to educate parents. One of the things I think we have to learn as a society is, you know, kids don't come with a set of rules and a set of, you know, instructions. You have to go figure out how to get those. And I think we as societies, as churches, communities, have to help parents learn to be better parents and how to appropriately discipline. But to take one of the legitimate tools out of a parent's toolbox, if you will, and say the government is going to say, you cannot do that, is inappropriate. And, you know, I think California is once again trying to set the pace on this. And, you know, oftentimes what hits California eventually creeps across the rest of the country. Massachusetts, I noticed that there's a community there that passed a law on a community-wide basis back in 2005. These things have a way of catching on, and I think it's very dangerous public policy to say, number one, it's illegal for you as a parent to do this, even though the state didn't bear the child and the parent has the responsibility, Joy, in every other category. If the kid does damage to a school or does damage to property, who is held responsible? The parents. But the parents can't rear the child as the parents think is best. Secondly, how in the world do you enforce a law like this?
Yeah, well, the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, was asked about this legislation, and he did reveal that he did get smacked about everything when he was growing up as a child, and he said that he and his wife, Maria Shriver, declined to spank when disciplining their four children, and he said, I think any time we try to pass laws that say you've got to protect the kids, it is, in general, always good. So he didn't close the door on this legislation. He thought that it was a good idea to at least talk about it.
Well, you know, I can understand what the governor said. I've read that same statement. Mm-hmm. Number one, notice, though, that Governor and Mrs. Schwarzenegger had the opportunity to choose how they were going to rear their children. And secondly, I would submit that it is not an appropriate state role to say to parents, you can never use spanking, corporal discipline. There's a huge difference between discipline and punishment. Discipline is with the intent of instructing your child toward a positive behavior. Punishment is saying is the negative side of that. And you know there's probably time for both, but both have to be used judiciously. But you shouldn't take away the parent's right to use a corporal discipline. Secondly, I don't think Governor Schwarzenegger is ultimately going to sign this bill if it passes out there in California. And the reason for that is, if you've been seeing what the people in California have been saying, there is just there's a firestorm over this.
Yeah, and not a lot of people are happy with this. We will see what folks in Wisconsin think about this. We're talking about a proposal in California this time that would ban spanking. It would make spanking illegal. Parents could not spank children under the age of 4 years old under this proposal in California. There was a similar debate in Wisconsin some 15 years ago when legislation was debated here. That piece of legislation did not pass in Wisconsin. We're wondering what you think about this. Should government ban spanking? 1-800-642-1234. Our guest this hour says no. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 14 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk about a new piece of legislation in Wisconsin that would require public schools to teach about Hmong culture and history. Proponents of this legislation hoping this will be a way to ease racial tensions between the Hmong and the whites in Wisconsin. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. We're talking for the rest of this half hour about a bill in California that would outlaw spanking. And wondering if you think that this is a good idea or not. Our guest, Julaine Appling, Executive Director of the Family Research Institute of Wisconsin, says it is not a good idea. Government shouldn't be interfering with parental rights to discipline their children, and that spanking can be an effective, safe form of discipline for parents and their children. And our next caller is Jeff in Weston. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My point is simply that hitting is hitting, and we don't allow one person to enforce rules, however well-intended the rules are, on another person by hitting them. That lesson that that's okay, or to single out children as saying, well, they're a special case, and that makes hitting children okay, is simply wrong. The child does not perceive that this is not intended as punishment but as discipline. The child perceives that he is being hit.
Yeah. Julian Apple?
Well, you know, that's a common argument, obviously, and I've been doing some research on that to see, you know, just exactly what are the experts trying to say. And obviously experts disagree on this, but there is a body of research that's continuing to build that says that a child is able, and we're talking, I understand that the California bill is, you know, children from 3 years old and down, I believe is what it is, that preschool children can distinguish the difference between indiscriminatory hitting and spanking that is done with an attitude on the parent's part that says, I'm doing this for, you know, not out of anger. The child, the parent is not, you know, flying around in rage and administering just indiscriminate hitting, but it's judiciously doing that. And it does, the numbers just aren't there to say that spanking a child appropriately leads to the child turning around and being angry and hitting and abusive to other people. I have to say, Joy, you know, we've had now at least a generation of this type of psychology when it comes to child rearing that, you know, don't hit your child, don't spank your child, don't administer corporal discipline because it's going to result in angry children. And we've had a growing number of parents who are choosing not to spank, and that is certainly mm-hmm. their right. However, I would ask anyone what you see in our schools, if you don't see in our schools and in our streets anger in the form in our young people, I don't know what you call it. And it, look at, you know, so many areas are now dealing with anger coming out in shooting and killing and beating up our kids at very young ages. And, you know, I'm not trying to draw a direct correlation there, but I'm saying I'm not sure that a whole generation of not spanking their children appropriately has minimized anger.
Yeah. Tim and Racine is with us now. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Yeah, I agree with the guest, the current guest, completely. And I think the state has no business telling a parent how they should raise a child. We already have laws to protect children. It's called child abuse laws. I mean, where is the government going to draw the line on what to tell us to do? Every day we're becoming more and more a communist government in this country. It's sickening. We have other things that the government could worry about, like our high imports.
Let's worry about this issue this hour, though. I get you. Thank you for the call, Tim. But Julian Appling, so what is the difference? It's against the law for a husband to hit his wife. Why shouldn't it be against the law for a parent to hit his child?
Well, I think there's a big difference between a husband and wife relationship and a parent-child relationship. Children are born into a family with the responsibility given to the parents to bring those children up to understand what is right, what is wrong, what is harmful, what isn't harmful. Children don't come just understanding all of those things. They must be taught, and there must be appropriate disciplinary procedures given to the child so that they learn those things throughout the course of their development, particularly for preschool children. Those are the most formative years in children understanding parents' values, rights and wrong, what's hurt, what isn't hurtful to the child. And for the state to say, you as a parent are given this responsibility to train your child, to educate your child, to take away an option that the parent could use to grow a healthy, well-developed child, contributing citizen, is inappropriate. I agree with Tim. The state has no business telling parents about this. We do have child abuse laws. They are, and child abuse, I want to say it over and over again, child abuse should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. No one should harm a child in the sense of abuse. And there is a huge difference between abuse and appropriate mm-hmm. spanking.
Thanks again, Tim. We did get an email from Irv. I'm not sure where Irv is from, but I think this illustrates maybe your point, Julian Appling. I raised two boys. I can't remember ever spanking our first son as he had my wife's disposition, but our second son was frequently out of control. Without the occasional spank when he was in the thralls of a tantrum, I have little doubt that he would not have become the considerate and responsible young man he has become. I am absolutely opposed to Big Brother telling us how to raise our kids.
Well, you know, all I can say to Irv is, amen, Irv.
Thanks, Irv, for the email. Todd in Platteville. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey there.
Hi.
basically, I don't think you can make a blanket law to say that you can't physically discipline your child. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but basically, you can't. The state should not come in and say, no, you can't do this. And then on the flip side, you know, you can't, the state isn't going to be able to come up with every situation that a parent can't spank their child if they decided they wanted to govern it in some point in time. And with our kids, it's situational. You know, if one of our children spills their milk at the table or something, that is certainly no time to go in to spank your child. And also, when I swat my child on the butt, it's not, I don't do it to go on to create pain. It's a more of an attention getter. And I think that if the first swat you don't get a reaction out of it, then try something else. But you can't just sit there and keep beating on a child because you want to drive your point home and you want to see them cry. I don't agree with that. But,
Todd, so
I
that's
want the option.
Yeah. All right. Julianne Appling.
Well, I think Todd, you know, said it well. He as a parent wants the option, and he certainly doesn't want the state coming in and saying, you don't have that option. And he mentioned again, how does the state control this? Right now, people who understand the child abuse laws here in Wisconsin know that, and I think it's pretty typical around the country. People can report you for child abuse anonymously. And if you we won't debate the pro or con of that, but if you go to the point of spanking a child becoming illegal by a parent, then what are you going to do? Is somebody going to have to be anonymous on that? Where are they going to see it? How are they going to report it? And you've created a nightmare. I would be interested in how the state of California thinks the social services are going to handle this.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if someone sees a parent swatting a young child in the supermarket, you can, you know, there might be witnesses to seeing something like that. But it would mean, you're saying, social services having to follow up on every time someone calls and says, I think my neighbor is spanking their child.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, just from a state enforcement standpoint, you remember at the top of the show at the 6 o'clock hour when the former legislator was talking about this, she admitted that it was a symbolic piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to get people's attention. And you know, maybe this is an area we need to talk about. And I'll go back to my earlier statement. We need to help parents be better parents. We need to say, this is how you appropriately spank. This is the kind of situation. Notice Todd and Irv both mentioned times that spanking was appropriate and when it wasn't. One child doesn't need it. The other one does need it judiciously. Spilling milk, normal things that children do that just are accidents, of course not. But parents need that option, and we need to help them learn how to use that in combination with the timeout kind of disciplinary technique as well as reasoning with children.
Yeah. Let me take another call. David in Viroqua. Hi, David.
Hi. I was curious. You had commented that, you know, a generation of not spanking has not eliminated anger. But this isn't about eliminating anger, which is just a human emotion. This is about teaching your child how you deal with your anger. And what you're doing when you're spanking them is you're teaching them when you're angry, you can strike out in violence, and that is an acceptable method of dealing with it.
Well, I appreciate David's call on that, and I can understand how people think that way, but I've tried to say very frequently throughout here that I have not been advocating any parent spanking a child in anger. I think parents need to step back and take a deep breath and need to even, they need to do their own timeout sometimes before they administer a corporal discipline technique. But I still believe they should have the right to do that, and they need to be helped to understand when and how. But it is not the role of the state to take away that option from parents.
The assemblywoman who is going to introduce this bill next week in California, Sally Lieber, I believe is how you pronounce her name, has said that her office has been inundated with calls since word of her proposed bill got out, and she admits that the majority of them are against such legislation. But then she said, She's puzzled by that because I have to question why our society holds so tightly to physical discipline among the very young. You want to respond to that?
Well, I think it's because parents realize that sometimes with a young child, you need to be able to do that because that's the most effective means to keep them from harming themselves and to give a very clear signal that the behavior that they are displaying is, number one, potentially harmful, or number two, inappropriate. And, you know, I think everybody, you have to remember, you know, and it's interesting, Representative Lieber and I, neither one have children. And so I'm not purporting to be a child-rearing expert in any way, shape, or form, and I doubt that she is either. But, you know, parents, who our parents need to have that option. I think that's what they're saying to her, and I think she's not getting the picture that that's part of child-rearing. She's just losing that in this discussion.
Yeah, and I suspect you don't believe this will pass, even though I know you're not an expert in California politics.
Well, I don't think it will. I think even in California, Joy, this one's probably not going to see a sufficient number of votes.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Julaine Appling, Executive Director of the Family Research Institute of Wisconsin, commenting on legislation that will be introduced next week in the California state legislature that would prohibit parents from spanking very young children. It would make it a misdemeanor to spank a child who is under the age of 4 years old. We thank Jeanette Bell for being with us in our first half hour and Julaine Appling in this second half hour. And we thank Leo Duran for producing the program. Thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.